We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Why am I doing this read? It's Saturday, and the Avs just won an NHL hockey game. Chat, how you feeling? How you feeling, chat? You feeling good? You feeling what better than my voice sounds right now? I hope so. Because that was dope.
Word.
Word.
Well said.
All right. Let me start here. Things that I could not possibly ever care less about. Giving up a point to Tampa Bay. Do you know how little that means to me?
What else is on that list?
Let's see. I also could not care for a million billion years about your cat.
Pictures of your kids?
Oh, the only thing I care about is if your kid has fallen over. That I want to see.
Whether or not something is gluten free.
Do not care. Does it taste good?
Understand if you've got.
Obviously, it matters for people that it matters to.
Yeah,
I like, get it. But like, to me, don't care for a second.
Like celiac disease or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you got that, obviously you care. But for me, I don't
not
have
a,
that.
Not a problem.
If it says gluten, it's gluten free. Okay, cool, man. I'm good.
All right.
Yahir, what do you not care about in the world?
Honestly, I care about a lot of things. I'm a very good human being, unlike you guys.
I cannot hear him at all.
Yeah.
I care about a lot of things in the world. There's nothing I don't care about.
Don't believe you.
All right.
All right. Enough with the nonsense. Avs win this game 4-3 in the shootout over Tampa Bay. Why beat around the bush? King of the game.
It's you.
It's not me.
It's you. You did the whole watch along, and then you open up the show with 10 tons of dynamite of energy. I don't even know how to handle all the heat coming off of you right now.
Look, man,
you made it through an entire watch along, didn't put any lipstick on or show any unnecessary skin.
I got to let off that energy somewhere, you know?
The king of the game is Rudo.
And absolutely not. All of you already know who the king of the game is, all right? It's not me. It's a vegetable. Cale Makar is the king of the game. Look, did Cale Makar play his A++ game? No.
Nope.
No.
No.
He maybe brought his B game tonight.
No.
Maybe his B game. Maybe.
No.
But the dude is a stone-cold murderer. Assassin. He took a goalie and...
I like the idea of assassin more than murderer.
We were talking about Ted Bundy earlier.
Yeah, I was going to say, putting him in the... Do I want to put him in the same category as the main character from Ninja Assassin? Yes. Do I want to put him in the same category as Ted Bundy?
No.
So assassin. We'll go with assassin.
He looked right into Darcy Kemper, Andre Vasilevsky's soul. Gave him a little calling ma and ripped his heart out at the end of this hockey game. All right. That is what I witnessed. So Cale Makar gets your king of the game. He's the king of the greens, king of the mayo chicken, whatever you want to call it. AJ's vibing to some Rage Against the Machine.
Dude,
here.
I love Rage.
Legitimately one of the best bands ever.
Did you know they were political?
What? No.
Maybe my favorite Twitter moment ever. Maybe my favorite Twitter moment ever.
It was wild. Either way, we talked it up, and it's nice to be right every once in a while. When so nice. When you spend a week saying, hey, the Avs' best players haven't been good enough, and then MacKinnon goal, Landeskog goal, Rantanen goal, Cale Makar shootout game-winning goal.
After Mikko and Landy also scored in the shootout.
Funny how that works. Funny. Look, the Avs, I do think, made this game harder than it had to be. But do we care?
I think the Avs got outplayed in this game. And there was some jankiness to the flow because of
definitely
a penalty parade that benefited them. Yeah. But there was also that at evens, at 5v5. Tampa Bay was just a better team tonight.
They outplayed them, I think.
But you know what? Tampa Bay, you know, the Tampa Bay also scored two goals tonight that were pretty...
total chaos monsters. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty iffy. And one good goal.
They...
like one, yeah. one legitimate... like, yeah, it's a good goal.
Nod your cap and, yeah, and move on.
Like, that's good quality hockey, and the other ones weren't.
It.
So this is a good reminder. Sometimes you can get outplayed, and you can deserve a better fate. And there are times where, you know, you pull a better fate than you might have deserved, and that's all good. That's sports for you. You know, I'm not gonna. We talk so much about process, but this was a game that they just needed to win.
It was.
They just, you know, is it great that they got outplayed? That their top line showed up, and that their depth suddenly disappeared. And their defense is still continuing to struggle in generating offense. And team-wide, defensively, they're just not... They don't look like they're anywhere close and in sync. Yeah, that those are all problems. But you know what? Those are you're talking five games into the season. You're like, hey, you got a lot of time to turn some of this stuff around. You got some time to fix a few of these things. And, you know, there was still... your best players carried you. And it's a good example of how you win in the NHL. You have studs that make plays,
straight up ballers.
This was a game of stars.
Yeah,
and the Stars traded punches, and the Avs were last standing. I mean, they literally went into a shootout.
Two things: one, problems ain't problems when you catch a dub. Two, okay. I mean, yes, they're gonna go to practice. They're gonna look at them. They're gonna fix them. But the Avs take the dub. Secondly, what a hockey game. Is this not exactly what you would expect out of a hockey game with two cup contenders?
Yeah. I mean, it was punch for punch.
There was sloppiness.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Punch for punch. No, it was good.
Neither team really went away. Great quality chances on both sides. Great saves on both sides.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of everything in this hockey game.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's what it's all about, baby.
It was good. I enjoyed. This was a quality hockey game too, between two good teams.
Yep.
So
look, this one was a blast. I really enjoyed doing the watch along for this game. I love it when it's a good game. But
my first watch along win.
Yeah, that's right. Your first dub. It came all the way down to the wire to squeak that one out. But you got it done. You got it done on this one. Look, I don't think that the Avs should be happy with the way that they played, particularly the defense.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of things they're going to look back on video and say, we got to fix this. We got to work on this.
at the end of the day, the Colorado Avalanche are 2-3, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are 2-2-1. Yeah. No, 2-3-1. Excuse me.
Whatever they are. 2-2-1.
There we go. Doesn't matter. No one here cares about the Lightning record.
Yeah, I don't care what their record is.
Nobody cares. The Avs got 2 points. And let me ask you this, AJ. Cale Makar was our king of the game. But who was the Avs' best player in regulation?
I mean, MacKinnon. But this was a big-time coming-out party for Bo Byram.
No kidding.
Like, Byram a nasty motherfucker.
He ain't take no shit.
Yeah, Pat Maroon tried to, like, bully the rookie. And the rookie was like, dog, I got it. You got a bunch of cup rings that you cheaped your way to playing on the fourth line of some great teams, but I'm Bo Byram.
I got my shit handled
In 15 years, you're an answer to a trivia question, and I'm a player of the decade.
Easy.
So, you know, like it's Bo Byram. Nasty dude.
Do you think Patrick Maroon's a bosexual? I mean, he went after him.
I think he is now. Yeah, I think he converted him. He turned him.
Just
he
like
turned,
that.
Dude, he turned him.
To care of business in that category.
He got up in his grill, and Maroon saw the flow up close and was like,
damn,
I'm in.
Let's go.
Team Bo.
Love to see it. And this is, we spent his 19 games last season saying, don't worry, the offense will come.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah. Leading the defense in points.
4 points in 5 games for Poe. So, the man's a man. I mean, wouldn't you, Harv? I would stare deep into Bo's eyes.
Yeah, that's why he went and had that conversation with him afterwards. He just wanted to look at
him. Yeah, it was like, dude, you need to get me hooked up with your hairstylist.
Yeah, he said, Bo, I hear you bulked up. And then he started to stare into his eyes, and then he got a little bulked up.
If you're looking to get bulked up, no. But look, when you go on a 3-game losing streak as a team, the reality is it doesn't matter how the bread got made. You took home a W. You didn't extend this into a 4, 5, 6-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Especially in a section of the schedule where you lose tonight, now you got to play Vegas.
Yeah.
You lose that one, now you got to play St. Louis St. Louis.
The St. Louis team that's
been hot. I'm just going to hot start.
Yeah, that's we'll go with that. Yeah, that sounds good.
So, you don't all of those question marks are gone now.
Yeah.
The Avs got the dub against Tampa, and we're sitting here talking about dope goals.
Yeah. They go on a Eastern road trip and they go 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Not going to kill you.
Yeah, you don't love it. But it's not a total failure, and you're trending upward.
He had 2 assists tonight, my man. I don't know.
Unless
he definitely has one. Maybe they took the other one away from him.
I
want to
see if they took the first one away from him.
He definitely has one assist.
He definitely had one. Undoubtedly was the guy that moved the puck to MacKinnon.
Yeah.
So.
So that worked. Let's start with the 5-on-5 goals here. As AJ looks this up, we can get into that first. But Landy, the guy to get the Avs on the board initially.
Yep, 2 assists.
This is...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't want to call it a coming out party because they're the three-headed monster. But this was like... The three-headed monster waking up from their hibernation.
This was. Remember yesterday when I posed the question to you, do you break up the three-headed monster? Just try and spark the rest of your lineup.
Sure.
And we talked about it and said no.
Ultimately, probably not. Yeah. This is why.
This would be why. The two whole games for this line.
Yep.
They have generated 4 goals in 2 games. It's not...
I mean, otherworldly.
Yeah, but I mean, one game where they weren't great, and...
Tonight, were they great tonight? I mean, yes, they scored all the goals, but...
Yeah, they were, yes.
But if...
Were they dominant tonight? No, but when you score three goals and have two of the... Two shootout
sure.
goals as well. Like,
sure.
You're doing... You're,
but I'm saying...
You're tugging on the rope, man!
I'm saying they scored three goals, carried the shootout, and it felt like it was maybe 85%.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt there's room for them to be better, especially special teams-wise.
No doubt.
1-for-6 on the power play.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. But... I mean, you're also...
You can't ask for more, right?
Two games in. You're 2 games in.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's, you know, you're really still finding your way. And again, like, Cale Makar, not his best game.
No, not by any stretch. And he gets
still
two assists
of room for improvement
and
there,
a game-winning goal in a shootout.
We give him king of the game because we make decisions in the moment.
Because
and
he's a goalie assassin.
Just scored the shootout-winning goal.
Everyone's heart went from... Oh God! Oh geez! Oh no! To hell!
Well, like,
hell yeah!
They got through the overtime.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely should have had a power play in overtime.
We'll get there.
And then, you know, like, they get through it,
survive.
Tampa Bay gets a couple of golden opportunities, and Darcy Kemper balls out.
Yeah,
Darcy Kemper kicked ass in this game.
Darcy Kemper is an enigma to me right now because he made ridiculous saves tonight. Ridiculous. The dude reached into the shadow realm and pulled a puck off the goal line to keep the Avs with a 1-goal lead. But he also got beat blocker side, if you include the shootout, 4 times. At least 3, for sure.
Well, I mean, you have the kicked-in puck.
Sure.
I mean, it was deflected off of Stamkos' skate. It wasn't kicked in.
Yeah, sure. We don't have to get into that argument.
Yeah. But and then the Joseph goal, I don't even remember how it went in. I just remember him batting it out of the air.
Yeah,
and
it super funny
everybody,
play.
Everybody just taking whacks at the puck, and it ended up into the net, and it was like, whatever.
Joseph's the stick is the one that
you
found
have,
it.
You have way other concerns about how that play came to be.
Definitely.
Namely, Mikhail Maltsev.
Straight up.
Twice.
With time with the puck, turning the puck
twice
over.
Twice in this game. Turned pucks over that led directly to Tampa Bay goals.
Yeah.
Sucks because I was talking him up today. I was like, I think this is an interesting guy, and then he has a really bad game, and you're like,
You have a game like this, and that's how Coward ends up in the lineup on Monday night.
I mean, he should have been in the lineup anyway, Tuesday night.
We don't even need to get into the Magna conversation, but...
Yeah, he sucks. He's just not an NHL player. I don't know how many more NHL games they have to give him for...
Yep.
It is what it is.
Moving on.
Yeah, only a 906 for Darcy tonight. That's fine. It was good enough.
It got a W, yeah.
Yeah. I certainly had one goal against that.
You would have liked back.
You're not looking at that. But big time, I mean, big time performance from him in overtime. And then obviously in the shootout, goes head to head against Vasilevsky and wins.
Yep. He got some help from Landy along the way.
Well, not a 3-round shootout, a 6-round shootout.
Gives up 2
Where
in a 6-round shootout.
He gets... Yep. One extra save. He gets the save on that Vasi didn't, and the Avs win it.
Yep, exactly.
So, was really good.
We got a super chat we can get to here. Thank you very much. We appreciate the donation. I guess it's not a donation, I don't know. Jonathan says, coming to the bar on Thursday all the way from the UP, a Uper. Can't wait to silently point AJ and Rudo out to my wife and not say a goddamn word to them. Oh, and an overhyped burger, LFG. Please, if you see us and you want to say hi, come say hi.
Yeah.
We will always chat you up, but you got to come and poke us
to
say hello.
Yeah, just say what's up. Otherwise, I will assume you have no interest in me as a human being, and I will go on with my existence.
Exactly. We're always down to chat if you want, though.
Yeah.
So, come say hi if you want. Looking forward to it. Windsor, Ontario. Yeah. That's the faraway Windsor. This is a Windsor 45 minutes north of here, too. So.
You were like 10 miles from being an American, my man.
Yep. I mean, most of Canada is.
That's true. That's true.
I'm saying Nighthawk. I know. Like,
the burger is dope. I ate it live during the watch along.
For months, you kept telling me it was underhyped. So I got to keep hyping it up. And it's yet to disappoint. I don't know what to tell you. But lots of Canadians in the house tonight. There were some dudes from Belgium in our watch along.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Crazy stuff. Australia was out there
Australia
too.
Australia representing. That was awesome.
Absolutely wild. All right.
Love the internet.
It's a beautiful thing, is it not?
I mean, this for this stuff, yeah.
So let's get...
all the other society-crushing things that it's been a part of and spearheaded, you know.
Look, man, that Kale McCarcole better be on Pornhub when I get home. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, somebody else can get their account banned this time for trying to post Kale McCarr on the hub.
Let's go through the Avs goals really quickly. Because they get
Dope.
Okay, yeah, they're all dope.
Byram rims it in, yeah. And a great job by McKinnon to win the battle, get it out to Landy. Landy just throws it, bangs home a rebound, man. Just does what he does, standing in front of the net.
The simple stuff works sometimes.
Cleaning up the trash. I mean, he's a man rocket, but he's the trash man. guy's just awesome at it.
No doubt.
These guys that excel within 3 feet of the net, I mean, you've got to be...
worth their weight in gold.
You've got to be a bit of a mean son of a bitch to do it, because you take some punishment and you get rewarded like a handful of times a year out of it. And then, I mean, that your second goal, you get out in transition and... you get Vasi opening up the five hole for some crazy reason, like lifts it off the ice where you're just like, what is this? What is this like sliding
Vasi,
post to post?
Vasi tried the like galaxy brain. Oh no, Miko's about to.
You're right. Like understanding your opponent is like, I'm about to get embarrassed. Yeah. And then it just slides on the ice underneath them and you're like,
oh, I got embarrassed.
If I had just been fundamentally sound, I would have stopped that.
Let's go. Three-headed monster shirt, baby.
Yo, and then the third goal, you win a face-off. Makar moves to the middle of the ice. Drops it back, opens up the shooting lane. Landeskog's in position, pulls his guy away. That shooting lane just parts like the Red Sea. And Mac bombs a perfect shot. Choo. Past Vasi. You're golden. And then Makar in the shootout, you know, fucking YOLO.
I mean, look. The Avs shootout goals were... Miko dunking on Vasi, hitting the post, it bouncing off of his ass, and still going in.
Yeah. Well, and after all the nonsense that Tampa Bay, all the
it's
little
like
bounces
a little
throughout
bit
the
of
game,
karma there, maybe.
Yeah, all
you
the
know?
Little bounces throughout the game that went Tampa Bay's way. And, like, look, this is no excuse, because every time you say something like this, there's always people out there.
Yeah, sure.
Who are like, mom. You're just saying they got lucky. No, look, Tampa Bay was the better team in this game, but you know the Avs got the one big break right at the very end.
Yeah,
and it you know
it
with
was
Ranson
the one
and
that,
off
that
the
made
post
a difference.
And then, yeah, and you know that's great, dope.
And look,
Newhook with an assist tonight already. By the way,
yeah. The Eagles game, Newhook back. Is he back?
We'll see.
Time will tell. Time
already
will tell.
Already has an assist, so.
Time will tell. Look, big moments in this hockey game.
I don't know.
The Rantanen goal was big. In the shootout, Kemper gives up his second goal of the night, where he just gets beat clean on a stammer shot.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah. And Landy comes right back.
The second one was the kick.
No. Second shootout goal.
Okay. Sorry.
My fault.
I was not following. I was like, what are you talking about? We even like frame by frame this. Oh, you're right. Totally. That was a great pick and spot.
Yeah. It just beat him.
Yeah.
And must score situation for the Avs. Captain Gabe Landeskog steps on the ice and does it.
Does the shootout move that he does.
Yep.
Where he cuts all the way to the right and then
fires cross body.
Cuts left and then shoots right and gets the goalie to slide and then...
And beats him. and keeps the game alive.
And then says, gotcha, bitch, and skates away.
Are Chappelle references in right now? I don't think they are, but...
Yeah. You know, that's a thing I don't want to get into.
I know, not
I've got in. I've got some thoughts, so I don't want to get into
that's
it.
That's for a So Far After Dark You'll Never See It Again podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's not for this pod at all.
Definitely not.
I don't need...
Anyway,
don't need that bullshit.
Moving on. The Avs big players showed up in every moment that was needed. They gave them three leads in this hockey game and then won the hockey game for them. It's pretty much that simple. And there was absolutely the supporting cast around them with guys like Bo Byram.
Man, Byram was so big in this game.
You had the fourth line was prototype tonight, right? Shift after shift after shift. Those guys are grinding Tampa Bay into dust.
Yeah.
Forcing turnovers, forcing offensive zone faceoffs, forcing that team to get uncomfortable and give the Avs opportunities. And that's, sure, the depth didn't really produce tonight.
Definitely.
But they did their job. And that's all you need the bottom six to do when your big guns are popping off.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if they didn't... I mean, the Maltsev thing really sticks out.
I get it. I get it. But...
You just can't make those level of mistakes.
But you look at the unit as a whole, and sure, Maltsev struggled in what was, let's call it adventurous lines beyond the three-headed monster.
Look, man, they have a real problem with the Sampo Ranta thing continuing because he's not,
yeah,
he's not getting better.
He continues to be a ghost at best.
You're not seeing steps forward here.
Yep.
And this is, you're now starting to want to know, okay, what's the goal here? What's getting accomplished?
Yep.
What's up? And you know what? For me, just real quick on the Tyson Jost thing.
Yep.
He needs to be between Helm and O'Connor.
Center him up.
Stay.
Yep.
Stay.
Yep.
Fourth line, third line, I don't give a shit. Whatever they're going to do, they just need to stick. Yep. Those three guys need to stick.
It clearly works.
Yeah.
So.
Just let them be. All the other shifting and all the other trying to find answers, whatever. That's going to be an experiment that's ongoing. Those three need to stay.
Definitely.
Stay.
And it gets interesting with the Sampo conversation. Not saying anything is a specific answer, but you have some tape on Kaut being effective in the NHL this season.
Well, and I would, if they don't want to send him down, start rotating these guys in and out of some different roles.
Right.
I think Kaut needs to stay and continue to get looks.
Yep. If you're not playing Maltsev at center, especially, throw Kaut in that spot.
I think right now their best alignment is your three-headed monster, your second line with Kadri, Burakovsky, and whoever they try and put on there. And then I think you probably have Confer as your 3C, and then...
Kaut
And whatever those other three forward
spots. The dudes
spots,
that are in your lineup,
your two left wing, your three left wing, your three right wing, question marks, and then you've got Helm, Jost, and O'Connor. And I think that's how you have to build. And the rest of those, you kind of just work from there.
The rotation of
and
Kaut,
if, with Confer, if Confer's engaged and he's rolling... Then you can drop him. You can move him up to left wing.
Yep.
And then, you know, you kind of just get by. But I think that's probably the best way because you need to continue to go through. Kadri continues to look invisible, my man.
Hard disagree.
You have got to get some eyes.
Hard
my man.
Disagree.
That dude is all over the place. Is he finishing? No. Like, he needs to, obviously, there needs to be some work there. You've got to see some finish. But that guy is doing work.
You saddled that dude with Maltsev.
And
whoever the hell else played with him tonight on any given shift.
Genuinely would have to look it up to see who ended up
because
as his
was
most
nonsense,
common line mates.
Because it was nonsense.
He was good in other areas. I've really liked Nazem Kadri through five games.
Agreed. I think he's been rock solid for them.
Yeah. I just think he's just a good player playing good hockey right now.
Yep.
You always want to see more finish.
Of course. You know? And I mean, look, There's a reason Kadri's chilling on the second line, and Berkey got dropped to the fourth line for some of tonight. Because they've liked what they've seen out of Kadri, and they want more from Berkey.
Definitely.
On that second line. That's just reality. There's always going to be some flux, certainly at least until Nuke is back, which is weeks away. So the middle six is going to be weird.
Yeah.
And the first 10 games of the season is the time to say, let's see what the hell we have, right? Figure out something that works, and then you can play with that. So, I really like your idea of a rotation. You can give Maltsev games, and give Ranta games, and give Kout games. If Newhook's playing well, you can bring him up and give him games.
You can adjust based on how guys are going on a given night.
Exactly.
You don't feel like you're married to anything.
Yep. So.
Kadri's most common line mate tonight was JC Confer, and did not go well.
Sounds about right.
After that was Burakovsky, and they more or less broke even. Then after that was Jost, and they did well.
Okay.
So, with JT, it just didn't... I mean, you're talking about almost 8.5 minutes together at 5v5, and there were 2 shots on goal against, and 0-4.
So not like some chaotically horrible nonsense.
Right. So nothing happened offensively, but very, very, very little happened defensively as well.
Yep.
So it was not a huge problem. They were better apart, though.
And can we... I want to give credit to the Avs forwards defensively tonight.
Dude, they Nathan McKinnon out. In overtime, the strip of the puck in the corner, and then the blocked shot on the trailer.
Sold out for it.
Yeah, the trailer. And then pissed me off because he took that puck and then ran it right down the middle of the ice and got it taken
away
from him.
Did dumb stuff on the offensive
side. But defensively,
side.
That is great.
It's not just that, too. They played great. I love the Avs forward core defensively at the blue line tonight. They were poking pucks off of Tampa Bay sticks left and right. Just totally disruptive at the blue line. Created a number of odd man rush opportunities the other way. That was the good team defense that in the past week we've seen the Avs defenders, actual defensemen, struggle a good bit. They played team defense tonight and kind of picked each other up on a lot of plays.
If there was an area where I really liked Makar tonight, it was specifically defending his own blue line.
Yeah.
That was an area where I thought he was much better and is an area where when he's at his best, he's very good.
No doubt.
He's very good at it. And that's also an area when we were watching Byram in his draft year, he excelled. And I talked about how this is the modern game, and this is one of...
You stop plays at the blue line.
This is one of the big impacts of analytics, is that teams have figured out how important it is to not let controlled zone entries into their zone.
Can't play offense if you can't get into the offensive zone.
Yeah, if you spend an entire shift playing defense, you're not going to do anything offensively.
Yep.
And so if you stop it before it's... Best defense, good offense, right? If you stop them before they even get started, you push it the other way, then you're tiring them out more often than not.
Yep.
And that's where we saw... I thought Byram was awesome in that
Excelente.
Tonight.
Excelente.
And then we saw Makar was much better with that tonight.
I thought
Eric Johnson and Sam Girard together...
As a pair were good.
Yeah, I thought that they were solid together. There were some individual moments from each of them that I thought, oh, that's not good.
You still had some clears from Sammy where you kind of grimaced at him a little bit. And
then he gets fucking boarded.
Yeah. All right. Is it a penalty or not, NHL?
Yeah, right.
Because Aaron Ekblad did the same thing 2 nights ago, and it was a penalty. And I
think what happened tonight, I mean, we talked about guys have a responsibility to protect themselves, and I think Girard put himself in a vulnerable
position. He absolutely turned into it. He absolutely did, but so did Ekblad, and it was a penalty.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
that's the frustration.
What are we doing?
That's the frustration, is that it's, what's up? Is this a penalty or not?
I don't care which one it is. Just make it consistent.
Yeah, figure it out. Because 2 days ago, I didn't think it was a penalty, and it got called. And now, 2 days later, it doesn't get called. And it's like, okay, so which fucking one is it?
Yep.
Also, I said something on the show the other day where I said it was that guy's first game ever officiating. It was actually his 28th game in the NHL. It was his first Avs game, which was notable because he was a Colorado native.
Gotcha.
So that was where I was.
Corrections on the pod. We got you.
Yeah. I went home and looked it up and was like, my bad.
I don't care if it's first or 28th. Didn't have a good it
was,
game.
Yeah, he had a bad night. He still put up bullshit tape that was like, you should probably go back to the AHL, man. He needs a little more development.
There will be nothing on that hit, I guaranteed. And to be honest, I don't expect any dopes meetings from anything, including the Mikko knee.
Which I would have had no problem with being a penalty.
Yeah, totally fine with a 2-minute. It's a dangerous play, but there's just clearly zero intent there.
Well, and like, he doesn't stick out the knee at all. Right. He's
turning up ice and just collides with the guy.
And it's like, look, I think he means to hit him, but I don't think he means to knee on me.
It's not like he's leading with his knee or anything. Yeah. It just kind of, they happen to hit. Like,
so, I don't think that I would have had any issues with them calling 2 minutes for roughing or something.
Same.
Because I don't like dangerous hits that hurt players. Well,
and you see, right, like, I'm all for protecting the players, but you look at that play and you go, that guy goes down like a sack of bricks, gets up immediately and joins the scrum.
As soon as the scrum gets going on, you can always tell how hurt a player truly is when a scrum starts.
If he gets up and jumps in it.
Either he stays down and he's hurt,
yep,
and he's actually hurt and the scrum goes on around him, or he immediately becomes part of it because that's what you do.
Yep.
You don't want to be the guy on your team that's not in the scrum.
Yep.
And as soon as that he started to, like, he was like rolling. Oh, he was soccer player-esque. Like, you would have thought that Matthew Joseph was Brazilian. And then all of a sudden the scrum started and you're like, oh.
As we're watching a Rapids player just take a giant dive right now behind the camera. But
oh. Perfectly timed.
It looked exactly like
yeah, that guy looks like he's dead. Oh, hey, look, he's up. holy shit, soccer. He's am also, I right?
He's also Canadian. Whoa. He's like a Canadian star.
They learn from the best. Now we know.
What's his name?
Mark Anthony Kay.
Oh, cool.
I don't know anything about MLS, to be honest with you. All I know is Pepe, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, the punch at the end is just—it's
pretty scum. It's pretty scum too.
Like, you don't know how often those things happen until you go and sit close on the ice, and don't follow the puck at all.
And the jabs behind plays and stuff are constant.
Remember when Mikko went hard into the boards and with
Chernak comes by and
he gets up and he's slowly skating back to the bench.
Yep.
He's taking himself out of the play. The puck has come back towards him. And he's still slowly skating. And Chernak came over and gave him the business.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing, bro?
And it was just like, what are you trying to do? What's your point here? What are you after? Why are you scumming?
Exactly right. It's not necessary. 15K subs. But thank you, chat, by the way.
That's
appreciate
a thing
y'all.
That does happen, though. It happens all the time in the NHL. You know, remember a couple years ago in the playoff series where...
Oh, yeah.
Where PK Subban punched McKinnon in the head, like...
Against the boards.
Yeah, and everybody lost their minds like it was the dirtiest thing in the world. And it was like, guys, this happens all the time.
Yeah, but it usually doesn't happen on camera.
Yeah, and that was the thing. It's not about that it happened. It's that it got caught.
Yeah.
It's the Houston Astros corollary all over again.
Oh, don't go there.
It's not that they
don't
cheated.
Go there. Don't go there. Don't go there.
We're going to win the World Series, and it's not going to be tainted. And F all y'all.
They're all tainted, all right?
Okay.
Baseball is tainted by default.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
In any case.
Dude, just shoot it straight up.
Yeah, like, that one was the most obvious shoot this puck
dude,
ever.
And you knew he was going to pass. Yeah? You knew he was going to pass. There's no confidence there. No confidence there. Tyson Jost is back, baby. We are lacking confidence. We are on the fourth line, and we are sometimes playing center. Yes!
How accurate is that for his career? Oh, my God. Look, the Avs played a solid game. Not a great game. Not a bad game. A solid game.
Yeah, look, they got outplayed, but...
They did enough.
They also led lots of portions of this game. And they kept one step ahead of the Lightning, and... Well, you talk about the Lightning off to a slow start and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? They rolled into Tampa Bay and got a win. And 2 days ago, a whole lot of people were talking about how they were about to get rocked.
Yeah, I don't. Where are all those dudes in the chat that were saying to fire Jared Bednar? Where are they at tonight?
Well, they're in their own Discord channel right now, probably probably just standing in a circle, helping each other out as they refer to Jared Bednar needing to be fired.
Is there a cross-check bukkake going on in that Discord? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking. Just checking.
Definitely fire Vic Fangio.
Into the sun, preferably.
Yeah. Also, Pat Shurmur, because I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
If you run the fucking ball on second and 10 one more time, I'm going to find where you live, Pat Shurmur, and I'm going to put poop in your mailbox. I'm not telling you whose poop it's going to be. You're just going to have to find out for yourself, big guy.
It'll be Rex's.
I'm good.
We good.
I'm good. That's a good idea. Let's take a walk. Anyway.
Let's dial it back a little bit here. What did the Avs need to do better tonight?
So, you talked about their team defense being a lot more. I think effort-wise it was a lot better. I think they played with a little more sense of urgency as a group.
Definitely.
But execution-wise, they've got to be better.
Yep.
Ryan Murray and Jack Johnson as a third pairing is...
I cannot handle Ryan Murray moving the puck. You have no idea what you're going to get.
The skating behind the net, getting it stripped, and JT Compher having to bail them out.
Yep.
That was not his best sequence.
Not great.
They were just not good.
Yep.
Tonight, they were not good.
It wasn't great. And look, they're your bottom pair. You're going to live with some of that. But you're asked especially against a team like Tampa Bay, you're asking your bottom pair not to do anything horrible.
Well, and Jack Johnson, I think, was 1 of 8. Or 1-9. Corsi
was not good
against. Yeah. And Ryan Murray was 3-8. So you're talking that third pairing got beat up a little bit.
Yep.
But again, without Devon Taves, you're really just trying to figure it out.
Definitely.
You're getting by on your third pairing. And that third pairing I don't know. You guys are all freaking out about Ryan Murray. And I'm just like, is it because that we just accept that Jack Johnson is bad?
Yeah.
That it just seems to be perfectly fine with everybody? That he fucking sucks?
So I think it's this. I think going in, you know that Jack Johnson can't move a puck.
Well, he can't do much of anything.
But going in with Ryan Murray, the expectation was that there is a little bit of puck movement there. There's some skill.
Yeah, there is.
And
if it showed up every single night, he wouldn't have been free. He wouldn't have been a free agent on the third day of free agency.
That's true.
Flaws there. It's not perfect, but I think that he's still finding his way, and I still think that he does things every game where I say, yeah, so, that's what's up. That's what I wanted to say.
So let me ask you this, because Evan, I had this conversation with, and he's not convinced that...
Oh, Murray, I don't think he's the six.
You think it's JJ?
I think it's Jack Johnson. Okay. I definitely do, but I think they're wrong.
Fair enough.
That's just how I feel about it. You know, I think they're going to use bad reasons to make an obvious mistake. And you know what? We all do that in life, so...
Boy, howdy.
All righty.
The entire first half of my 20s pretty much summed up in one sentence there.
I used bad reasons to make obvious mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot of drugs in my 20s too, man. And that's just what's up.
All right.
And I had a lot of bad reasons.
Oh, boy.
I had plenty of good ones. But try and tell my mom that. Who was like, AJ, stop. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You're my mom's.
Dude, I don't need crack anymore because I have overtime NHL hockey.
Yeah, the John Boyce tweet. You know? Why watch playoff overtime hockey when you can just snort cocaine and ride a motorcycle out of a helicopter or something? Like,
Dangle called it Red Bull eye drops the other day.
True. Yeah.
Wild, man. Wild. Lose your mind every play.
Yeah.
Absolute insanity. What else you got, AJ? You got anything you want to touch on?
I mean, they've got to find a solution here. And I would say 2 more weeks of this, and then you have to start looking for a serious answer here. You can't keep messing with the Sampo, Ranta, Martin Kaut,
Someone has to like, earn the job.
Yes. Yeah. You need guys to start to separate. You need guys to start to make. Did Vince Dunn score?
The AJ checking on his fantasy team.
Did Vince Dunn score?
Mid-show.
Yeah.
You know they're like 30 seconds behind live, right?
That's okay.
He'll wait.
I'll wait.
He'll wait.
I probably could have looked it up on my phone.
A yes comes
in. Vince Dunn, baby!
Calm down. It's against Vancouver, so.
Oh, that's also bad because I have Thatcher Demko, too.
Oh, no! So.
Oh, hold on. I think I'm getting rocked anyway.
Down 30 points already.
Oh, I have come back.
Uh-oh.
I am down 2 points.
Uh-oh. Game on.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to lose by 2 points, and you are going to riot that Kale McCarr's shootout goal didn't count for anything.
Yep, that's going to frustrate me.
So.
I actually have a handful of guys in this game right now. I've got Brock Besser, Jaden Schwartz, and Vince Dunn.
No wonder your team sucks.
My forwards have been a problem. It's true. But you know who gave me 4.9 points tonight?
Who?
Gabe Landeskog.
Yeah, there you go. Got a goal out of him.
Yeah. So can I get a shootout goal from that guy, too?
True. That would definitely put you in the lead.
What's up?
Definitely would. Look, I'm not going to go into deep dive analysis mode here. The Avs took home a dub.
Yep. Dr. Dubs made the house call to Tampa.
We're back.
As we expected.
We're back in the checkup room with Dr. Dubs.
That's right.
So, live the dream. Any final thoughts, AJ?
Final thoughts. Got the win. Feeling good. Coming home. Got a big game against Vegas on Tuesday. A banged up Vegas.
Yep.
That has not started the season well. Go punch them in the mouth.
Poo, I love it.
Yeah, go punch them in the
mouth. Drop a dime on them.
And then get ready to see what's up in St. Louis. I will refrain from further comment.
Probably wise. That's that.
This is just because of you, Nighthawk. Just because.
Wow.
Just because I love you.
Holding down the respect.
Yep.
All right. We're going to get out of here. We love you all. We hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We hope you enjoyed the watch along. We had a ton of fun. It was a great game. We appreciate all of y'all tuning in. Thank you so very much, whether it's live or on audio only in the podcast after the fact.
F1 tomorrow.
F1.
If anybody ever has any interest, we've got a dope F1 group of people that I think some of them are going to be here for the race.
I think at least a couple of them will show
up. And we're going to be here for the Austin Grand Prix. And
race starts at 1 p.m. We'll be here watching it.
Yeah, we'll be here a little bit before then, but we're going to... Maybe we can talk him into putting a little audio on while we watch it, too.
Yeah, can't wait to listen to Crofty bumble around talking about stuff. But
It'll be great. Be a great time, man.
Anyway, we hope to see you on our next show or in the bar tomorrow, one way or another. We love all y'all. Have a great rest of your night. We will talk to you Monday.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.